Troy Novak, PAC, fax 989-463-9360, regarding Donald Schaefer, S-C-H-A-F-F-E-R, date of birth 11/15/1961. Dear Troy, this is a follow-up visit from Mr. Schaefer, who had his consultation appointment on January 21st of this year for elevated creatinine levels since April of 2023. Also a long history of type 2 diabetes and hypertension. Today he's feeling well, no hospitalizations or procedures since his consultation, and he has lost 11 pounds over the last 3 months. No headaches or syncopal episodes, no dizziness, no chest pain or palpitations, minimal dyspnea on exertion, none at rest, no orthopnea or PND. Urine is clear, no cloudiness or blood, no nausea, vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, blood, or melena, no current edema. Medications, I want to highlight the hydrochlorothiazide 25 milligram daily, metoprolol 25 milligram twice a day, hydralazine is 10 milligram twice a day, and amlodipine 10 milligram daily. Other routine medications are unchanged. Physical exam, weight 208 pounds, pulse is 62, oxygen saturation 96% on room air, blood pressure right arm sitting, large adult cuff 140/80. Neck is supple without jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. Heart is regular, somewhat distant sounds, no murmur or rub. Abdomen soft, non-tender, no ascites, no peripheral edema. And labs, most recent lab studies were done February 27th of 2025. Creatinine is 1.2 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Calcium is 10.3, albumin 4.4, sodium 134, potassium 5.1, carbon dioxide 31, phosphorus 4.5, hemoglobin is 15.2 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, type 2 diabetes with diabetic nephropathy and preserved renal function. We will continue to monitor labs every 3 months. 2, hypertension, currently near to goal. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 6 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.